Father God, we come in the mighty name of Jesus, giving thanks, praise, and glory to your name. Thanking you for this opportunity, Lord. Asking, Lord Jesus, that you would consecrate my heart, my soul, and my mind. Fix me, Lord, that I may be able to speak your word. Give me total remembrance and total recall, and let your Holy Spirit fall fresh on me. We ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen, amen, amen. The scripture have been read, which is 2 Peter 3, 1 through 9. I stand before you this morning to stimulate your mind or refresh your mind of what had been said by the prophets of old. They have shared different things with us, letting us know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will come again. Some say, well, what happened? He hasn't come yet. When we reach down into the 8th verse, it tells us that God, with God, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. We can't case God or say what God is going to do or what God isn't going to do, because he has already told us that his mind is not like our mind. So we just honor and worship him, for he is God and God all by himself. When we think about things that we have heard, it helps to build us up. It helps to encourage our heart to realize that we can do, because God has already said that we can. For the word of God said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And you heard the song about trusting in God. All we have to do is trust him. Believe in him for who he is and what he has said. And this word, it wants us to realize that he is coming back again, and that we should honor that, hold on to that, not let it slip through our fingers, nor listen to the scoffers that's poking us in the side saying, well, where's your God? Where's your God? He said he was coming back again, but he has not gotten here yet. Well, when we deal with situations and circumstances like that, we are dealing with people who does not know Christ. But we are his children. We are his people. We are Christians that believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it doesn't matter to us how long it takes. Because if we remember, he had told us that the world would be destroyed by water. And some got impatient, but all he had to do is reach on a shelf and take the water down, and the world was destroyed. And I just want to refresh your memory that he said, this time, which is the next time, this time is now the next time, and that it will be destroyed by fire. And that same shelf that he reached and got the water is the same shelf reach and get the fire. For he's God and God all by himself. You nor I can think like he think. We don't have no idea what's going on up there in God's mind. Sometimes we try to believe it that we do, That's why the scoffers come and try to put little stuff in our mind and cause us to think that God is not God. But I stop by to let you know that God is God. And he's God and God all by himself. So we are to make the preparation for the time when he comes again. That we're supposed to have done what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have repented and have been redeemed before the fire comes. Because we will not be here when the fire comes. Those who are here when the fire comes are the ones who does not believe in God, does not believe that God can do what he say he can do. But I stand before you to tell you that God is an awesome God. And when he has spoken, he has spoken. That's why it says that one day is like 1,000 years, or 1,000 years is like one day. Because of how impatient we get when we think that it's supposed to happen in our time. When it has nothing to do with our time, it's all about God's time. Yes. Therefore, this is what brings on being able to believe in Christ Jesus, having a hope in Christ Jesus, knowing that he will do what he said he will do. I don't know about you, but I trust him. I have faith in him because he has redeemed my spirit. He has changed me from the inside to the outside. No matter how or what some may say or some may do, I continue to lean on Christ Jesus. For I know he said that he will deliver me. And just as he said he will deliver me, he will deliver you. So this is getting you to understand what I mean when I say that I will stir up your pure mind. Because if you have read the word of God, and understand what God has said, and you have believed in him and surrendered your life to him, you don't have no problem with getting yourself together before that time comes. I'm hoping that you're understanding what I'm saying. Believe in him, and he will set you free. He will release all of that that may be on your mind, that may be in your heart or in your spirit. In spite of what anyone says to you, he said there will be scoffers. And I stop by to tell you, believe what the word say, not what the scoffers say. Because they'll try to take you in left field or take you somewhere else. And as long as you believe in him and your heart have been purified, what I mean by that the Holy Spirit have, yes, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit has sanctified you. It has changed you, turned you inside out. And if we have been sanctified, then we have it going on. I hope you're following me.
Come on.
Because the whole objective is to become a new creature. Mm-hmm. Not be that same old creature that we have been before. Don't allow anyone to lead us the wrong way. I tell my grandson often, be a leader, son, don't be a follower. And often he comes back and say, well, Papa, I remember you said be a leader and don't be a follower. And you stress to me that that means that I don't have to do what other people do because I'm a leader. So therefore, I'm following what Christ Jesus has said, what Christ Jesus has done. Whatever he has set for us, that's the direction that we're supposed to go. I don't know about you, but he has touched my life. He has renewed my spirit. And he has me looking the upward way. The word says, help me, Lord Jesus. Pressing toward the mark of the high calling. And when we press toward the mark of the high calling, we pressing toward God. And a good part about pressing toward God, when you're pressing toward him, there's a hand that's hanging down, waiting to grab a hold of your hand and to pull you up. You understand what I'm saying? It isn't a thing that you have to do all by yourself. I'm sure you have seen the portrait where there was the two sets of footprints. And all of a sudden you see one set. Well, what's that's stressing to us is that even if you get tired, that don't mean that you're going to fall short. Because God will pick you up in his arms. And he will carry you over the threshold. All we have to do is give our lives to Christ Jesus. Repent from our sins. Strive over and over and over to do better at that we already doing. You can't make a mistake if you're trying to do better than what you're already doing. Because you're already in Christ and you're a child of Christ. And when you became a child of Christ, you begin to try to do better. So what I'm trying to instill in your mind is that all we have to do is do better than we already doing. Better is better. You can't go wrong if you're doing better. So I encourage you, my brothers and my sisters, trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Lean not on unto your own understanding. Because God will not lead you astray. That's why I say to you, when you're pressing toward and you see that hand hanging down and your hand is rising up, I just want to remind you that when you think you can't reach it, get on your tiptoes. Remember, you could elevate yourself a little bit higher if you get on your tiptoes. And just guess what? God's arm could just extend beyond measures. Because he sees that you're trying to do better. So he's going to reach down and help you. All we have to do is allow the Holy Spirit to resonate in our spirit. And when those two spirits come together, we don't have to worry about which one going to take over, which one going to win. Because we know he's an omnipotent God. He has all power. All power is in his hand.
Well.
And if he has all power, we can't lose. What's that cliche is? Can't lose with the stuff we use. And we are using Jesus Christ. our Lord and Savior.
Amen, amen.
I encourage you, my brothers and my sisters, to remember that you could always do better. God bless you.
Amen, 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 amen.